that I'd like to say for the AmFest. There's not a lot of publications out on those. I went up to Williamstown, Saturday. I didn't have a whole lot of information there. I got up, and I'm new. I got up there about the time everybody was leaving.
You went to Winesville.
Danforth, that's what I did. And I know there's still a couple of booths open, but most of it was gone. I was very disappointed. I did not expect it to close at noon.
There's that. So here's a helpful hint for you. Anytime there is an event that is, kind of taking place like that, usually you can Google and get information like that. But what I do is pretty helpful. Go to APRSFI/FI, and a lot of the hams, they have APRS in their vehicle, and they'll beacon, all kind of little packets on the way to the ham fest, So you can go there and you can watch, all of these vehicles. I mean, it looks like a movement from, an army or something. You see all these vehicles converging on this one area. you can get a lot of information from that. Just kind of seeing, what they're saying and what they're doing. But check it out. That'll give you some more information. Somebody will beacon something that will be helpful to you.
That's pretty much all I got. And after that, I'm going to bed. So it's 7:30. I've had enough bourbon. I'm going to bed.
Well, you have a nice night, sir. 73's to you. And appreciate you checking in with us. Come on back anytime. We'd love to have you. All right, so we'll move down next on the log, which is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
Program UE Internet, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to everyone that's left on the net. We had a great day over here on the plantation today. I went out and looked at the tomatoes. I watered them last night, so my garden is kind of red mud. Not a lot of brown dirt in the garden. But I didn't go out and pick the tomatoes. I picked them yesterday, and I watered the tomatoes last night, and they've got some more turning, and they're going to be coming in here like gangbusters before long, probably by the end of the week. And then we'll start bringing them in the house, and then doing like you're doing, we'll start canning them up for use in the wintertime when that comes. But Joy fixed us a real nice supper tonight, and she took one of those, or one or two, I don't know how many tomatoes she used, but she cut those up, and we made us a salad. It was really good. I told her, I'm waiting on those. I got a Better Boy plant out there, and it's got a tomato on it. The one slice of tomato will cover up a slice of bread. So I told her I was going to go to the store and get me a loaf of white bread. We normally eat wheat over here. But I told her I don't like tomato sandwiches on wheat bread, so I thought I'd go get me some white bread and feed me a tomato sandwich for that one just right.
Really? Absolutely. White bread, Duke's mayonnaise, salt and pepper, thin slices of cucumber. That's negotiable. But, and one of those big, it just covers the whole sandwich. And got to be fresh bread and a glass of milk. Boy, it don't get no better than that.
But anyway, one thing I like for breakfast, you cook up your bacon and eggs and a little bit of cream gravy and slice a couple of tomatoes up there. Get them about a half inch thick or something, look like a tomato steak. And then you put that cream gravy over it. That make you want to slap your mother-in-law or something, but you better not do that. That might cause a row. But anyway, the garden's doing great. I've got some got some volunteer okra plants. That Longhorn okra came up. I got three plants out there. If I get any okra off of it, I'll save you some and let you try it. And I'll even let Miss Anna look at it because it don't make you itch like that other does. So anyhow, I got three of those out there. If nothing else, I'll just let them go to seed and get me some fresh seed. But what else did I do around here? Oh, I went out towards the barn today and went out there and looked at a couple of bantanas I've got in the air. I was looking to, I got one that goes out across the backyard and across the top of the barn. Thought about raising it up, putting it up in the top of a tree somewhere instead of making it a downhill sloper, make it an uphill sloper. Make the end of it go up in the air instead of down. But I don't know about that. I didn't stay out there long because it was, it was over 95 degrees out there in the barn. And with no breeze and no air conditioning, it got kind of warm quick.
DOS and KO4NUE. You're exactly right. I go out and get the tomatoes early in the morning, so I don't have to deal with the heat. But I did want to tell you. So the other night we were canning some tomatoes, Gary. We had a bunch of pint jars that we wanted to use up. They just occupying space, so we decided we'd use those. Well. It's a process. You got to go through the whole process. And we got toward the end of the canning thing. And we always love to put our canned tomatoes out on the island there. And then, we'll go watch TV or whatnot. And all during the night, you can hear them, hear the lids, pop. And we just look at each other and just grin. Each time one of them lids pop, we just, grin from ear to ear. So we heard about two or three of them pop and realized that we didn't fix any supper that night. So we were in there looking at the tomatoes, and she looks at me and she says, "You thinking what I'm thinking?" I said, "Absolutely." So we took two lids off of those pint jars we just canned. And, boy, we made some vegetable soup, put a little hamburger meat in there with some potatoes. Oh, my goodness, get fresh pound of cornbread. Boy, that's better than a tomato sandwich any day.
It ain't quite as good as them two peach cobblers, though. But we'll leave that for a different conversation. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. Sound like you got a real good neck going. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. I know she said she was down in Columbia, I believe. And so you're batching it up there with the puppy dogs and the mother-in-law and everybody else. So you take care. Have a great day tomorrow. And hopefully we'll talk to you on the net tomorrow night. 73, my friend. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Be safe, and I'll leave you with this. You're last on the list tonight. So actually, two puppy dogs, a mother-in-law, two rabbits, and a grandmother with dementia. So with that, 73s, and tell Miss Joy I said hello and hope y'all have a great day tomorrow. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Rescue Port, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Marvel, Blacksburg.
Welcome, W4IYI, Mr. Robert, Mobile in Blacksburg. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Robert. You be safe out there mobiling around. And I hope you were doing well. 73 says to you, you have a good day tomorrow, sir. All right, I'm going to ask one more time, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll go ahead and start the net closure. Are they any one that I've missed for comments or rag you, please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4 NUE, and I am clear.